Even in this short reading from John's Gospel, we're shown a mix of beliefs and traditions within this fledgling group of disciples whom Jesus is gathering around him. It's only in this Gospel that we find mention of Nathanael. Jesus himself has been baptized by John in the Jordan, and he's embarking on his own rigorous journey to fulfill the promises and purposes of God. He makes his way to Galilee, and then he looks for Philip, and on finding him, he gives that well-known invitation, "Come, follow me." Philip, Peter, and Andrew will have shared a fair bit in common, coming all of them from Bethsaida, but Nathanael was a different kettle of fish. When he hears from Philip that Jesus is from Nazareth, we can almost imagine his sceptical laugh as he blurts out, "Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth?" It's easier to understand his caution when we realise that Nazareth was unpopular with the Jews at that time because a Roman garrison was stationed there. And the local Nazarenes had poor reputation regarding their morals as well as their religious practices. But Philip, he'd already been inspired by what he'd experienced about the spiritual nature of this son of Joseph. And he seems unperturbed as he replies, "Come and see for yourself." Some recent words of counsel from our moderator of the General Assembly encourage us too to dig deep into our own spiritual resources as we respond to this heartrending situation in the Middle East at the moment. And after the terrible attacks on the Jewish community back in October, the Right Reverend Sally Foster Fulton said this: "If you pray, pray from your guts, not your lips. Offer a prayer that moves in you and through you, one that calls you to reach out to a fearful neighbour, to speak up for peace and calm and the unity of humanity. Pray for all these people injured and those mourning the loss of loved ones, those living in abject fear, who await news of family members returning. Wherever you are, check in on your Jewish neighbours, friends, colleagues. Wherever you are, check in on your neighbours, friends and colleagues who have family in Gaza. Wherever you are, be mindful of your words. Tarring with a broad brush adds more fuel to the fire. So be kind to one another, wherever you find one another." She ends by saying, "The Zulu phrase, Ubuntu, is the theme for my year as moderator, and its challenging truth resonates powerfully today because it means I am because you are. We're a global family. When we look into the face of another human being, God looks out from the windows of their souls. Today, love God by loving each other," she said. Now, last Saturday morning, I was listening to the Radio Scotland programme called Out of Doors, and one of the places covered was the Scottish Crannog Centre, just along the road, so to speak. As you know, the apprentices and workers there are trying to recreate a new Iron Age village using techniques that would have been in, you know, being used 2,500 years ago. And that was about the time of Christ when you think about it. There's trial and error as they work at reconnecting with skills from a bygone age. They're learning from mistakes made along the way. Some things work, but others don't stand the test of time. What particularly interested me was that they don't just look at the wood or the other resources that they're working with. They get closer to it by smelling it and feeling it, listening to the sounds that emanate from it through the process of building and creating. And I found similarities there that might apply to our own spiritual life. The practicalities of our Christian faith are relatively straightforward to understand. We join together in faithful worship. We read our Bible rather than leaving it on the shelf. We take time to pray with integrity rather than just ticking the pray box. Much else besides. I wonder if the more mysterious and intimate things of the Holy Spirit require other, deeper levels of attention and awareness from us. The habit of developing our spiritual senses, our holy spiritual senses. Part of the Celtic tradition was that God's Holy Spirit was looked for and found in all the good things of everyday life. The hearth as you cleaned it out, the water as you washed the clothes, the garden as you tended it. And you were constantly giving natural, unaffected thanks to God throughout the day. Our amazing senses are so often just thought of as ordinary, but a divine seeking and finding brings a whole new dimension to the pleasures, the joys, and the sorrows of everyday life.